Okay, we're learning that your base and a base, two dots on the top. Yud base on a base. V'chein b'shniya. It says the second base of Mikdash, besides the first base of Mikdash, the second base of Mikdash also was on the first year of a Shemitah cycle. And on Tisha B'Av and on Matzah Shabbos, which means Sunday. So to Gemara, v'shniya Matzah Shviyas v'mishkachas la, how is it possible to have the second base of Mikdash b'chorev in the first year of a Shemitah cycle, Mechti? But the way it works is the Bayis Sheni, the Shemitahs in Yevil started again from the first day of Bayis Sheni. Because in Bavel there was no Shemitahs, it was all Batul, and started again from Bayis Sheni. So it'll be easy to make the Cheshbon. Mechti, Bayis Sheni Kama Kam, how long was the second base of Mikdash? Arba Meya Ve'esim, 420 years. Arba Meya, in the 400, there's Tamdi Yevili. There's 8 Yevils, there's 50 cycles. Yevil fits in perfectly, evenly. We have 20 years left, right? Arba Sari is Trei Shavua. 14 is 2 years of Shemitah. Parshalei Shis, you have 6 years left, right? So the year of Churban Beis Mikdash is 421. Havalei B'shisa V'Shavua. So the 421 lands of on Shemitah. Comes out that, if anything, the Churban Beis Mikdash was on Shemitah. Not because only 6 years. 420 is 6 years. Then 421 is the year of Shemitah. So it's not the first year of Shemitah cycle. It's the last year of Shemitah cycle. Heck, he says second Beis Mikdash. What? No, that's how long the Beis Mikdash stood. The year after was the Churban. The year after was the Churban, which was 421. So that was the year of Shemitah, not the first year of Shemitah cycle. If the way you're saying it's even worse, it's on the sixth year. Either way, it's Shver. It's on the 421st year, which is a year of Shemitah. So how can you say it's the first year of Shemitah cycle? So, and for the Gemara, Hamani Rabbi Yehudihi, this Tana, who says that it was on the first year of Shemitah cycle, is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Omar, that he says, Shnas Chamishim Oy Lekam Lekan. There's a machlokes when you have Yovel. We know we used to Yovel being the 50th year. And then when you start carrying the next Shemitah cycle, number one. Rabbi Yehuda agrees it's the 50th year, but he holds that 50th year is always counted as one for the next cycle. The Yovel and Shemitah are the same year. Not Yovel and the first year of Shemitah cycle are the same year. So it comes, of course, you have two years in a row of not, working on the field, but it's always the first year. It's only the whole cycle lands up only being 49-year cycle always.
Always 2 years. Always what? Back to back.
But here the difference is when you have a 50-year cycle, it's 49 years only, because the first year of Yovel is counted as the next part of the next 50 years, next cycle. So it comes down when you have 400 years, you just lost 8 days, 8 years. Because in 392 years, already you finished all the Yovel cycles. So you have 8. You have another 8 now. 8 plus 20. 8 plus 20 is 28. It lands up, 420 is exactly, 8 Yovels and 4 Shemitah cycles. And 4 Shemitah cycles. 4 Shemitah cycles. And 28. What is that?
You just keep it as 7-year cycles.
Right, 7-year cycles, yeah. So the Churban will be on the first year of the next cycle. That's what's coming out. Because you added 8 years. So see in the Gemara inside. I see Tamna with Tamna Yovel. You get 8 out of the 8 Yovelims. They've taken it out. The Hani Shis, this 6, have Arba, so it's 14. Ishtakach Matzah Shabbos Churban. It comes out that Matzah Shviyas Churban. That works out. It was Matzah Shviyas Churban and the first year of Shviyas cycle. So we just figured it out that it must be when the Brisa says second base of Mikdash was on Matzah Shviyas, going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Vreti Gemara, if Rabbi Yehuda, Brishayin Lamishkachas, you have a problem in the first base of Mikdash to make it land up on Matzah Shviyas. Why? The Tanya. The Brisa first is going to speak out how it's good for Rabbanon, and then we're going to ask that don't stand for Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya. Shiva Asu Yevalas, Moni Yishav, Shnichnu Shula Oretz, Ve'achi Yetzu. There were 17 Yovels, which doesn't mean Dafka 17 Yovels. I mean, 17 Yovel cycles were there from Israel. The Israel counted from going to Israel until they went out. So let's figure it out. Why? Because it's 480 years from Tzias Mitzrayim till the first Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash was 410 years. 410 plus 480 is 890. But 40 years in the Midbar, obviously, there's no Shaykh, it's standing Shemitah. So it's 850 years. Minus 890 minus 40 is 850. 480 years was from Matthias Mitzrayim until they built the Beis Mikdash. 480. Beis Mikdash was 410 years. Comes out from Matthias Mitzrayim to Bavel is 890 years. 40 years don't count. You know why? They were in the Midbar. They were in the Midbar. So, 850 years. 850 years is how much? It's very easy to figure it out. 17 Yovels. And it would come out, the Chor Beis HaMikdash would be the first year of a Shemitah year that maybe would come out. But we'll see that. No, that's not going to be good. We'll see in a second. Natanya. We're not going with you. First of all, Rabbanah. Natanya. It's left 17 left. Let's see Rabbanah first. Natanya. Shivah Sivah 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 Sivah. So 17 of Elos goes 850 years. Achiyach, it totally went out. You can't say it started counting right when it came to Eretz Yisrael. We have a problem. We said before that Yecheskel was on Yovel 14 years after the Chorban. Right? Yecheskel was 14 years after the Chorban, so it can't be. The Chorban was on Yovel. Shemat Emeke, Nimtza, Bayez Chorv, Tchilas Yovel. The Nimtza, the Bayez was Chorv on the beginning of Yovel. You won't be able to say the Pasuk Yecheskel 14 years after Hokseir. So what do you have to do? Very simple. Say Mehem Sheva Shekivshu Sheva Shechalku. When they came to Eretz Yisrael, took them 7 years to capture it, and 7 years to be Mechalikib, to split it up between the Shvatim. So they take out those 40 years. Perfectly, it fits them perfectly. You extend the 14 years. That means the first 40 years there's no Shemitah and Yovel. So it's 836. 836 is the first year of a Shemitah cycle. 836 is the first year of a Shemitah cycle. And they were and that was the year of Chor Beis HaMikdash, and then 14 years later was the Yovel, and that's when the Cheskel was standing. So everything works out. So Fir Abon, everything works out in the first Beis HaMikdash. But the problem is, we said the second Beis HaMikdash has to be Rav Yehuda because the 420, remember? So it has to be Rav Yehuda. Be Rav Yehuda, the first Beis HaMikdash won't work. Why not? Be Rav Yehuda. The Yovels, you have to take out 17 Yovels. Be Rav Yehuda, I see Shiv Shri Meshiv Shri Yovli. You have to take out the 17 days from, you know, 17 years from the 17 Yovels.
16.
No, 16, technically 16. But Shadi Ahani. So the way it works is like this. You're going to have in the year 830. So it comes out at year 833, 833 years already is starting, after 833 years, starting the 17th Yovel already. After 833 years. Because you have, at the 18th Yovel rather, you have 17 Yovels at 833 years. You were saying only 16, I'm saying it's really in 833 years you have 17 Yovels already. Why? Because you could do 17 times 49 is how much? 17 times 40, because every year was like 49 years. So 833, right? 833 years. So 834 is the first year of a Yovel cycle. 834. Now, 834 has to be pushed off 14 years, because the first 14 years didn't do anything. So really, from the guy in Eretz Yisrael, it's 847. 847, and that's how much a year. So 848. Yes, 848 is the first year of a Shemitah cycle. 848, 849, 850. When the Chor Beis HaMikdash was on the third year of a Shemitah cycle, comes out that the Chor Beis HaMikdash was on the third year of a Shemitah cycle for Rabbi Yehuda, not on the first year of a Shemitah cycle. Because 833 years was we start after that we start a new cycle and push up 14 years. So it comes out, it's the third year of a Shemitah cycle. Be Rabbi Yehuda, I see Shif Shri Meshif Shri Yavli, Shadi Ahani, when you have 70 extra days, 70 extra years, Havli B'tlos of a Shavua, comes out, it's the third year of a Shemitah, like we spoke out. So that's the Kasha. How can we say second Beis HaMikdash? We know that's going to Yehuda, but the first thing is one stem for Rabbi Yehuda. Dr. Gemara, Hanach, we don't count all the years from, we said before, that when middle of Chizkiyo's reign, they had the Aseret Shvatim went into Golus. Niglu, went to Golus. First was Mikdash Chizkiyo, yes. They went into Golus. Aseret Shvatim were gone since the first was Mikdash. They went to Sabbatia and they're gone. The Sacher sent them away. For those next close to 100 years, until Yirmiyahu brought some of them back, there was no Shemitah and Yovel, because Rebbe Klal Yisrael wasn't on the... it's really like Rebbe Yehuda and Rabban, if they count the Yovels, but if you're Yehuda, they didn't count any Yovels. So they didn't have any Yovels. The first place of Mikdash. We said the same thing for Rebbe Yehuda, asking, E Rebbe Yehuda, what is the first place of Mikdash? It's for this we recite the lines about 3rd year. He said the first was the Mikdash. They started a new counting only after Yirmiyahu brought back some Aseret Shvatim. He brought them back in the middle of Yeshio's reign. And if you figure out the years of Yeshio's reign, which was 14 years left of Yeshio's reign, what did you have? You had Yeshio, you had these Aseret Shvatim back. Then 11 for Yoachim, and 11 for Yoachim, 22 plus 14 is 36. Then it works out perfectly that the Churban Hamikdash was in the first year of a Shemitah. Even for Yehuda, you know why? Because you don't have to count anymore from the beginning. It started a new counting almost at the end of the Churban. 36 years before the end of the Churban, we started a new counting. So it works out perfectly. 36 years, then 14 years later was Yoiva. So it could stem even for Yehuda. How did we do that? By just making a new counting, because they for 100 years they didn't do Shemitah. What? 14 years later.
Hold on to 49.
What?
Hold on to
49. Yeah, but it's the first year of a Shemitah cycle. Hold on to 49. Hold on to 49, but the next year is Yovel, and that starts a new Shemitah cycle. It works out. Because you don't know 49, you don't know the 70th year Shemitah and Yovel the same year. Yovel is the next year, but just the Yovel counts as the first year of the next cycle. So here, in this case, it makes no difference. Because so the next one.
So when did they come back?
They came back in the middle of Yeshio's reign, 36 years before the end of the Churban. 36 years before the end of the Churban. And that's when they started counting Yovels again and Shemitahs again.
36
years, 37 years is not a Shemitah. No, 36 year. It was 35 years. 36 year was the beginning of a
Shemitah. All right.
So therefore, we can still write Yehuda because you go to the Eitzah that they didn't count Shemitahs all the years of Sacher when he put them at the Galus. That's one Teretz. The other Teretz is next Teretz is a more simple Teretz. We're going to say that really it's the Rabbanon. And the first Beis HaMikdash is perfect for Rabbanon, it works out. The second Beis HaMikdash, which was 420 years, we said it can't be the first year of a Shemitah cycle. The Gemara's answer that when we said the second Beis HaMikdash, the same like first Beis HaMikdash, we just meant regarding Tisha B'Av and regarding that it was Sunday. But not regarding the other things that were in the Braisa. What was the other things in the Braisa? The Braisa said four things. It said that both of them had Motzei Shabbos, Much of Shvius, Tisha B'Av, and it was the Mishmarto of Yehoyarib. So we're going to say now that when it says that it was the first year of Shvita cycle, it was only by the first year of Kedush. V'chein, Vaishniya, just means the other things. And Ba'i say, Malom the Rabbana. Aye, the second Beis HaMikdash wasn't a Shvita year. V'chein, Vaishniya, Ashara. It's one of the other things in the Braisa. Hachna Mistavra. It makes sense. The Teva Hachi, Mishmarto Yehoyarib, Vaishniya Mihava. There was no Mishmarto of Yehoyarib in the second Beis HaMikdash. I'll bring it right, there was no Yehoriv there. By the time you looked at the Braisa, Arba Mishmaris Olam HaGerla, only four Mishmaris of Kuna came up from Babel back to Yisrael. We know when they came back to Yisrael with Ezra, not everyone came back. A lot of people stayed in Babel. A lot of Tamid Chamim stayed in Babel. Not everyone came back. So Arba Mishmaris Olam HaGerla, Yadia V'chorim Pashkar V'Emar, Omdu Revi'im Shivineim. So the Vim came, V'cholkul L'choftah Mishmaris. They split up these four Mishmaris into 24 Mishmaris. And how do you know the order? Balum V'nostam Akalpi. They took the names and put them into a basket. He stuck his hand and took out his chelik and landed up the next five were also from his family. And landed up Amish Aydei Nevias. All first six were him. V'cherim. Chorim V'nostam Chalkav V'chalkavar Sheish. Chorim came and the other five came after his family. That was the order, and they all had the order, the same order, the old order of Yecharim, Pashkar, Emor, and Emor, Yadir, Pacharim, Pashkar, Emor. He was the same order, and the whole family was the same order. It was the order of those families. The order of those four families, Mishmaris, it turned to Chav Dalad, and now it turned to Chav Dalad, they every family split into six. So when they picked up the Gairo, all six came with them. They didn't pick up this and pick up Amar's family. The order of the Chavdal Mishmaris, the order they go, the order.
Six set of shots,
no, one picked out and picked out another one, picked out another one. Now, this could have been landed. The guy, I'm Yoyarev, I'm Yadia. I picked out this, and this could have came out. Oh, this is Yoram's family, whatever, the other family, Charim. It's Charim. But it didn't come out like that. Everyone they picked out was all Yoyarev.
But it was consecutive days?
Consecutive, whatever Mishmaris work. They work by the weeks, whatever, they work by the weeks, not by the days.
Weeks,
yeah, yeah.
So each one did a quarter, 6 of the year, back to back.
Right. Each six of the family did it back to back. The whole family was in order, yeah.
So 6 of the year.
No, 4th of the year, quarter of the year. The skin Rabim Shabnaim said, Phil, you are Rosh Varas Allah. Even if you are of the Rosh Mishmaras came up now, even if he would come up now, he would not be, Yadav would still be first, and Yadav would be the Iker. Yadav the Iker, Yarav Tafalai. He would be part of it. So we see Yarav never came back up. He wasn't even there. So what does it say? Mishmarta Shal Yarav Haya. Ella must be, it's a Raya, it's Ashara. It's going back, Chaim Vashti is going on the rest of the stuff, and not on everything, including the first year of Shvita cycle. And that's the answer to this. Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow, Zdaf, we'll have a few more truths, one more tariffs to this Kasha, and then till the Mitzvah, yeah.